Chasten Buttigieg is more famous for his husband, Pete, ran for the Democratic presidential nomination. But he has written an account of his own life entitled, I Have Something to Tell You, a Memoir. He made a virtual appearance at Browse About Books in Delaware this week. We caught up with him before his appearance to talk about politics and his book, an interview which will be featured this Friday on Delmarva Today. Here's an excerpt beginning with the presidential contest.
Well, it's becoming clearer and clearer to me, how easy this choice is. I know it can be a little frustrating for us to continue having these conversations, but I'm particularly thinking of the news that was coming out of the Supreme Court yesterday, and many conservatives already hinting that they would be very gleeful to overturn Obergefell, gay marriage, and roll back a lot of civil rights that we've already fought for. And that's just one issue that I think is so stark in contrast to what this president believes in. I think that the choice is very clear. Obviously, we have progress, democracy, unity, going forward with Joe Biden, or we could go backwards with someone like Donald Trump and give him four more years to continue, dismantling the fabric of this nation.
Just over the last maybe 15 years or so, we've seen, for instance, the support for same-sex marriage go from a minority to a majority in this country.
Right.
There seems to be a shift. Obviously, gays in the military, that's now gone. I mean, there seems to be certainly a majority shift going on, even though we have the court, at least some of the justices, expressing reservations about them.
Well, this is the problem when people in power and people in positions of power, people who are in elected office, don't reflect the majority of the United States. Like you said, the majority opinion has shifted on these issues, which is great because, times change and hearts change and people change. I've seen that in my own family, my own community, and people support this. People support these rights, and unfortunately, the people who either occupy that bench or occupy offices in Washington don't. And that's why it's so important that we all show up and vote, to vote these people out of office and make sure that Washington is actually reflective of the entire country.
Are you optimistic about the future?
Oh, absolutely. The thing is, if you spend all day on the news or spend all day on social media, it is such a dark place. It's like a bloodbath every day. And there's a reason why, because when you get outraged and you get angry, you stick around more and people make money off of you being angry. And when you're on the campaign trail and you're going through these towns where people are just doing the best work, I'm thinking of this woman in Iowa who was running an after school theater program. But it was also, I think maybe an underground LGBTQ club because it was like the only safe space for kids to go, and there are people like her across the country who are spending their own money, making space, giving time to people who need it. And I got to tour these places and meet with these people every single day. Our country is full of good, loving, forward-thinking, progressive people. We just don't get to hear about them enough because they're doing good things. And much of our media focuses on the bad things. So I'm very optimistic about where this country can go. And it starts with, restoring some empathy to the White House. That's why I'm very eager to elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris this fall. Get a Secretary of Education there who actually believes in public education. Let's go. And we've got less than a month to go. So I hope everyone that's listening is registered to vote, has a plan to vote, and is having those conversations about what this country can look like going forward.
A full interview with Chasten on his book, I Have Something to Tell You, a Memoir, will be aired this Friday at 9 a.m. on WSDL 90.7 FM. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.